What is going on in this baby's mind? If you'd asked people this 30 years ago, most people, including psychologists, would have said that this baby was irrational, illogical, egocentric, that he couldn't take the perspective of another person or understand cause and effect. In the last 20 years, developmental science has completely overturned that picture. So in some ways, we think that this baby's thinking is like the thinking of the most brilliant scientists. Let me give you just one example of this. One thing that this baby could be thinking about, that could be going on in his mind, is trying to figure out what's going on in the mind of that other baby. After all, one of the things that's hardest for all of us to do is to figure out what other people are thinking and feeling. And maybe the hardest thing of all is to figure out that what other people think and feel isn't actually exactly like what we think and feel. Anyone who's followed politics can testify to how hard that is for some people to get. We wanted to know if babies and young children could understand this really profound thing about other people. Now, the question is, how could we ask them? Babies, after all, can't talk, and if you ask a three-year-old to tell you what he thinks, what you'll get is a beautiful stream of consciousness monologue about ponies and birthdays and things like that. So how could we actually ask them the question? Well, it turns out that the secret was broccoli. What we did, Betty Repicoli, who is one of my students, and I, was actually to give the babies two bowls of food, one bowl of raw broccoli and one bowl of delicious goldfish crackers. Now, all of the babies, even in Berkeley, like the crackers and don't like the raw broccoli. But then what Betty did was to take a little taste of food from each bowl, and she would act as if she liked it or she didn't. So half the time, she acted as if she liked the crackers and didn't like the broccoli, just like the baby and any other sane person. But half the time, what she would do is take a little bit of the broccoli and go, "Mmm, broccoli! I tasted the broccoli, mmm!" And then she would take a little bit of the crackers and she'd go, "Oh, yuck! Crackers! I tasted the crackers, ooh, yuck!" So she'd act as if what she wanted was just the opposite of what the babies wanted. We did this with 15 and 18-month-old babies. And then she would simply put her hand out and say, "Can you give me some?"